Amethyst Dreams by Phyllis A. Whitney. For Sharon Summers, dear friend and wise counselor. Forward. I have sometimes thought that if I spread out a map of the United States, blindfolded myself, and took a pen to pick out any spot on the map, I would find a wonderful place to write about. Every location has its special history and treasures that belong nowhere else. Topsail Island was just such a pinprick on a map, discovered because I was led there by chance. When I was collecting the background material for Daughter of the Stars, the last person I met in Harper's Ferry, and almost didn't meet at all, was Kate Ritchie. She and her husband were about to move to Hampstead, North Carolina, and I said in parting, "Tell me if you find an interesting locality I might write about." Later, when they'd settled in, she suggested nearby Topsail Island as a possibility. My daughter and son-in-law drove me down from Virginia, and I could hardly have found a richer speck of earth to use as a story background. Something that often surprises me is how little people know about the history of the place in which they live. The first thing on the island to catch my interest on arrival was a square cement tower. There were seven of these, marching down the narrow strip of land that was Topsail. Inquiring about them, I was told by one resident that they had something to do with the Coast Guard. You'll find out how wrong that was. Fortunately, I found more knowledgeable people to help me. Kate and David Ritchie had purchased a home on the mainland and bought a boat in which they traveled the Topsail Sound. The Sound is part of the intracoastal waterway that offers boats clear passage all the way to Florida. They had become fascinated by the beauties of these waters, so rich with wildlife.